As the process for the August election begins around the state, along with the current state of the pandemic, absentee and mail-in ballots are a hot topic. Local counties survived the elections in June, but with no end to the pandemic in sight, and the November elections on the horizon, absentee and mail-in voting demands will most likely continue at a larger rate. County clerks for larger local counties such as Pettis and Johnson spoke with KMZU on how the absentee process will work come August. Governor Mike Parson signed a law into place that protects those with high risk to the disease and gives them a right to vote absentee. Johnson County Clerk Diane Thompson explains.
Those are voters that are over the age of 65 or live in a long-term care facility, have a chronic lung disease, have a serious heart condition, be immune compromised, or have diabetes, liver disease, or chronic kidney disease. So those are health issues that the legislature identified as some that might put a voter in a higher risk category for contracting coronavirus.
Thompson also tells how the mail-in process will work, another added benefit signed by Governor Parson.
They also added a mail-in ballot option, and so the mail-in ballot is completely different in that there is no excuse required. Any voter can request a mail-in ballot. But they have to either request it by mail or in person.
In Pettis County, County Clerk Nick Lestrada explains where one is able to get an absentee ballot notarized.
You can go to your local bank. You can come to the clerk's office and get your affidavit notarized. But absentee voting has already started at the courthouse, and it's always 6 Tuesdays prior to the election. So our office hours are 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then in addition, we will be open on August 1st, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And that's a Saturday before the election. And we will have absentee voting available.
When asked if both Lestrada and Thompson are seeing more requests for absentee ballots in light of the pandemic, both said yes, but they don't believe it will be major.
We've picked up on some requests. I mean, not like, I would say, yeah. I mean, it's been more than I've ever seen.
I would anticipate that, yes, we will have an uptick in requests for either the absentee by mail or the mail-in ballots to be sent out.
As far as polling places go, both clerks also expect all polling sites in their counties to be open on August 4th.
We only have 10 polling places in Johnson County, and we always have those same 10 polling places open. We don't ever consolidate because we don't have that many to begin with.
Polling places will still be open, and just like we were in June.
The deadline to register to vote is on July 8th. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft has created a 2-page absentee ballot manual on his website that goes over everything needed to know. Any questions should be directed to your local county clerk. Whether all of this stays the same for November is anyone's guess. I'm Nick Sadowski, KMZU News.